You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. Mark Russo joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. He's at Earthrest Technologies in Chicago. Boy, it's been a fast harvest. It's been dry in the Midwest. Farmers have been able to get into the field really very quickly. They need a couple more weeks to finish things off. Will that happen?
Well, we see that happening at least this week as the pattern continues to feature a lack of rain across much of the central U.S., including here in Illinois, let alone much of the Midwest corn and soybean belt. We are going to see temperatures become a bit more variable compared to late. But even with that, we do not expect much in the way of significant precip from now through next Sunday and Monday. Thereafter, though, it does look like the pattern will begin to turn more active relative to late. Doesn't appear right now getting into any kind of wetter than normal pattern, but overall it does look like there will be some storm systems tracking from the Pacific across the Intermountain West into the central U.S., and that will allow for some opportunities for precip here. So as a result, some slowing down of harvest progress next week, but it's going to take a while for that to really become any kind of issue.
It's been warm for October as well. We're going to cool down?
Well, cooling down meaning more variable from a temperature standpoint. In fact, we do see one Canadian air mass coming in over the upcoming weekend, and that will send temperatures down into the 40s, even some 30s across areas of the northern half of the Midwest coming up centered on this upcoming weekend. But after that, that looks to be followed by several days of quickly warmer than normal temperatures. So a bit of a roller coaster ride here coming up. Again, that's different than what we've seen, but no indication of an about, you know, face here in switching to any kind of unseasonably cool weather, at least for the next couple of weeks.
And soybean producers in Mato Grosso would like to get a rainfall. They've been awfully dry. Anything there?
Well, for the next 2 weeks, we see very limited rainfall. But beyond that time frame, kind of in around November 1st, that's the window of opportunity for more frequent rain development across Mato Grosso. We're starting to see that in some of the longer range computer models. In addition to that, we did a study last week that showed even during the driest Septembers and Octobers of the past 15 years, rainfall tended to become much more normal and more frequent by around November 1st. And so the fact that those two can support each other, we're calling for a return to a better rainfall prospects in Mato Grosso about that time frame.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today, Mark. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo, of course, is with Earthrest Technologies. He's in Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Do visit our website at willag.org. You can always hear all of our ag programming there. Anytime you'd like, on demand, in its entirety. It's at willag.org. There's also a way to buy your tickets for the Farm Assets Conference that's coming up in late November, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Should be a great event. Tickets are just $30, or you can call 800-898-1065. I'm Yovi Extensions, Todd Gleason.